I'm going to get a supplement.
This is 26, isn't it?
Here is a supplement. Here is a supplement.
Okay, continuing in Yonei Chatzitza for packet 26. So the...
It's a supplement. It's the regular one.
So the Mishnah Mikvos discusses various chatzitzas. So one of the chatzitzas that's discussed on page 26, the bottom line of the Mishnah Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, is Retiyash Aleha. Retiyash Aleha means a bandage on a makah. But a bandage on a makah is considered a chatzitza. So the question is, what does that mean? Why is that a chatzitza? Do we say that because when he's well, he doesn't want it on him, so therefore that's a chatzitza? Is that... we know that we discussed the Ravid that a ring is a chatzitza, because if you would need dough, you would take off the ring. So if you'd be well, you would... So that's the question. And the simple pshat then, if that would be the case, is that if somebody would have a cast, which is sometimes a long-term retia, so then that would be a problem. Then she shouldn't be able to go to the mikveh for, who knows, 3 months, 4 months, etc. So we have to see, is there any kulas to go to the mikveh with with some type of bandage on the body? So there are a couple of, if you look in the supplement here, supplement to packet 26. The Shulchan Aruch says, Retiyah al Maka Chotzetzes. The Retiyah on the Maka is Chotzetzes. So the Machmirim brought down as the Chochm HaSadam and the Tshuva Me'ava. If you look on page 5,
is this in the supplement or in the regular run?
The supplement.
Oh,
so he says in the Bina Sodom on the left, he says the Eina Dome Lachta Bakach Sheina Makpedis Alav Klau. In other words, why don't you say that sometimes we said if somebody's Malacha is to Shecht, so there's blood on his clothing all the time, so it's not makpid. So why don't you say the same thing by Ritia. It is not Makvid because this is his derech. So he says, no, the Einodom Alam Lachto, page 5 on the left side on the bottom of the Bina Sadam. Einodom Alam Lachto, Machachachena, Machperes, Lach, Klav, Arai, Shafil, Sheino, Sekis, Biblocha, Eina, Machperes, Lahasia. Masha Einkain, Masha Hul Rafua, the Machperes, Ritzon, Lahasia, Masha Eini, Cholo. So he says that something that you want l'refua, so you want it there l'refua, but you would rather not have to be sick in the first place. So therefore, so he says that so any ritia, that's any bandaging that's on your body is makbid. So that's the that's his yisod. And anything, any bandaging, because you mark it.
But if she has a bad wound, a deep cut, then I would say there's no bigger ana market than that. She had cut herself 12 hours earlier. She needs an honor.
Right. So he's saying, you know, Konami, but you don't want to have the cut. In other words.
But maybe.
In other words, the norm is not to have the cut. So Mimela, so the Chochmas Adam says that. That's called makrit. We're not finished yet. There's going to be other shittas.
No, I'm just saying, if he holds this, even if taking off the bandage will accelerate the problem or delay a recovery.
Yes. That's the Chachmas Adam. He's not telling you to take it off. He's saying, then don't go to the mikvah. And then you have the tshuva me'ava. On page 7. The Tshuva Me'av is a very chashuv sefer. People don't use it enough. Yeah, he was from the, you know, he was the Talmud or the Bezdin of the Noda Behuda. On page 7. So he says, Nishalti v'osur etiya shim tziu harofim. Says, Tzorch lios al gaba shlosha v'arba chadoshim retzufim. Those people have these bandages that are on for 3-4 months, and then it falls off. In other words, they're on for 3-4 months, and then it falls off. But in the 3-4 months that it's on, right? And you would only take it off if the kriyas or basa ima v'isha omer shekvar regila ber. So he says, I paskin a Mishnah retiya shal hamaka chotzetzes. He says, that's it. There's no kula. Eina zazim koma. Meaning the Mishnah is the Mishnah, and that's it. Retiya hamaka is chotzetzes. Vochilik vobilik shemanu. Right? We don't have any distinctions. So basically, that's another shita that's l'chumra. Falls off by itself. Well, sometimes you have like stitches that fall off by themselves or something like that. So it falls off by itself. I don't think that falling off by itself is the key, whether it would fall off by itself or it's not fall off by itself. It's just after 3-4 months, you're finished with it. So So the Tshuva Me'ava, the Chachmas Adam, these people are and the Tzemach Tzedek on page 9, Lubavitcher Rebbe, also the Chumra. He says, "Miu kasha al zem bidin retia agav maka retia shalari gam retia shal maka mamish kasher chatzitza avogav derotze b'kiyumo ata." Even though you want it, like you said, Cousin Hess, that you want it there. Ein mitzon al asira klal. The tzorach lomar the avogav shebeis shekeis ein daito lasiro. Mikol makom kevin shedaito lasiro achar shetisrape hamaka nikra machpid alof. Even though you don't want to take it off now, but you want to take it off later, afal pi shebeis keis rotsa b'kiyumo. But we say that since this is not something you really want on, so. You really don't want the whole thing, and so that's called makpid. because that's how they explain the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says retiel shal gavi makas makpid, so it's no good. So okay, so those are the machmirim. So if you say like that, then it's a very difficult situation that you're in. That if somebody broke his arm, she broke her arm, her hand, and you need something. You need these things on for a long, long time. Then you just can't go to the mikvah. I'm not saying that's the only shita we're presenting now. The Machmer sheet, and then we'll present the other sheet. Okay. So now let's present the Makel sheet. So there is several. First, there's a famous tshuva of the Ksav Sofer on page 19. Where he presents 19, not in the supplement, but 19 in packet 26. He says, "Achrei hadvarim ha'elu novel l'dinu shel panenu nir l'fi anis daidu l'hagel mitrei taima. Echad d'chol shehu mishum refuah v'noson al mekomu l'zman kotsuv bal yosur b'intayim at zman ha'kotsuv nichnas b'gedu lo koptu." He says, no, that if you want a refuah and now you want it there, so that's not called makpid. So what does the Mishnah say? "V'shayni retiyah shal gavi makah v'egid v'kaskasim shal ha'shever Shemasirim lefon l'sachna l'rosim kvar olol refua alav. He says that the case of the Mishnah is when you take it off to look at it. So it's not like a cast that's on for 3 months straight. He says a cast that would be on for 3 months straight, that's not a chatzitza, because you want it there. The retiel gabe maka is something that you constantly are taking on and off, on and off, on and off, to check to see how it's doing, to put on medicine and things like that. And that was the retia that is a problem. But something that's on straight for 3-4 months or a week or whatever it is that it's on, that would not be a problem. So that's what he... So that's another approach. In the end, he says that, in other words, on page 19 here, the end of the tshuva, the last paragraph, even though he says the svara, he says v'lios ki kvar horu zkeinim elu zatzal lachmir benidon shalanu mamish hagam she'enan itanu yidia alma. So he says, in the end, he's not willing to sign off on the svara, because he says that many rabbanim who, and we saw that, you know, that's the, we saw the Tshuva Me'ava, we saw in the Tzemach Tzedek, we saw in the Chochmas Adam, and he quotes, yeah, in the paragraph before that, he says, and the tshuva, and then he quotes all the Rambam, the tshuva me'ava quotes. So in the end, he doesn't want to trump. He doesn't want to go against the tshuva me'ava. So even though, you know, this Ksav Sofer is often quoted, but in the end, you know, he didn't sign off. But if you look in the down back in the supplement, so say for Pachad Yitzchak on page 10-11, there's the Sharblot, you can see Yitzchak Lampranti. It's an encyclopedic work. That's nothing to do with the Pachad Yitzchak or Kuttner. This is the old Pachad Yitzchak. You know, today people don't learn these. They heard Pachad Yitzchak or Kuttner. They don't know this. This is a classic sefer from 1679 to 1756, a little bit before. Time of the Baal Shem Tov. Okay. So. Well, sounds that way. Sounds that way.
Yeah.
What? Italy. Italian. Right. So he says this svara. I mean, it happens to be that he was talking about uterine prolapse. So he was talking about, you know. So if you want to say like Talmud said from Reuven Feinstein, the chiluks between Beis Hashtarim and not, so then you can make a chiluk. But he's coming to say a svara lahokel in the uterine prolapse, putting the bagel in, putting the tabas in. He says, and he's saying it's okay. But he's saying not midin balua. He says, the lean near the low dummy cloud on the left side. The lean near the low dummy cloud, the horatia shall have a market circle of Syria, meet the yom biyom lahaklif. That, Ritzion Gabi Maka, it was the same svara that the Ksav Sofer said, he says as well. Lokachat habaso apsilo. So he's using that svara lahalacha, that when you put the tabas in, so it is a chatzitza, but it's a, you know, it's theoretically it can be a chatzitza. As he's not saying it's balua, but he's saying that midin eino makbid, midin eino makbid, because you want it there. It's not that you take it in, you take it out, etc. So that's another approach. So that's basically the svara that the Ksav Sofer himself used, and the Ksav Sofer was, I guess these people was the true. What year was the Tshuva Me'ava? Yeah, so he's before that. Okay. So then you have that story. Then you have another story. That's one story of a cool one. Then you have the. If it's a bandage that you take it off every day, then. But if it's a cast that you don't take off every day, then.
It's okay.
Then he says it's okay. Okay. Then here there are other svaras Lakula as well. And they're based on the Gemara Yevamos. On page 6. The Gemara says in the packet, not in the supplement. El Hada Amar Rava Nochris Muberish and his Gaira Benoah ain't Sarach Tvila. Right, in other words, if a woman is a non-Jewish woman, she's pregnant, and she goes to the mikveh, so the geirus is chal on her and on the child in the uber inside. So the question is, but isn't it a chatzitza? The child inside is enveloped in the mother. So this certainly is a chatzitza, it's kulo. So the Gemara uses a phrase on page 6, or page 7, shiny uber de hainu revise. That hainu revise, meaning this is its normal derech of gidol. In other words, being inside the mother is its normal way of growing, of nurturing. So memela, anything that's hainu revise is not considered a chatzitza. So there's a famous Mordechai on page 8. He says, Noshim sheish lehem velkshrus, besorah shenasa lehem klilos. There's a woman that has braids in her hair. Machma shade. A shade makes the braids. A second. The nefashos legalcho. So it's a sakonis nefashos to unbraid. I guess you'll start up with the shade. It's not so good. Don't start up with shaving.
Had to have happened. The people aren't lying, right?
Right. The lochaitz, it's not a chatzitza. But the braids, if it's braided, the hair, the water can't get in where it's braided. So he says a couple of svaras lakula. Dochatkeva the mahatki tuva zebaze havike balua. It's like balua, maybe, because it's. Okay, and then he says, also, if it's three hairs that are braided, it's not braided tight enough, the water could get through. And then he says, "V'od kevin matzi legalcham v'nei sakana, anything that's a sakana, havi ribise v'lo chaitzi." And anything is a sakana is. Anything that's a sakana, that's called hainavivise. In other words, to stop something from a sakana. So that also is a hainavivise. So the question is, if you have something that's put on, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah on page 9 in the regular packet. He says, "V'olson sheish lehem kimin kliya sa'aras tvukuzu b'zu v'nases balayla ali de shade v'takana lasivim lo chaitzi." So the question is, could we say, therefore, that if you need something on your body, a cast, and it's a sakana to remove it, maybe that's also Heiner Avise. So take a look at the Sidre Tara on the next page here, the Shiuri Tara on page 10 in the regular packet. So he says, In other words, this case, the panimiros is a woman had some machala, and she was told she has to put some type of shampoo or something in her hair, and that will cause the hair to cling up and braid up. So the question is, do we say the same svar of the Mordechai? So he says no. Because over there, it was done by the shade. Here, it was done man-made. So he says here, well, he says at the bottom, in the paragraph, "Udvar nechon medina, v'lav hachiyin lidmos masha nasa al yidei odam al yidei samim, o al yidei mashke and medabek, v'dovar nasa mimeila mitolda, o al yidei kliyas shade." The Hayesh Loma, the Dabek Tuva, as Hashem Bavu Allah, Hashem came B'dover Nasal De Tachbulos Adam. Okay, so the Kitzer, then he writes on page 11, Gamatam the Hachi Revisi Lo Shaykh B'Mashe Nasa B'Miskavin Lo Shaykh Kein El Mashahu Kein B'Toldo. In other words, he says, Hayne Revisi is only natural things. Any artificial things, you don't say Hayne Revisi. So that would exclude all the bandages and all the things, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't say Hayne Revisi. The Mishnah says it's a chatzitza. So, and there's a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the next page of 12 and 13. Where he writes, give me a second. The question is, if you want to say that says Rabbi Akiva Eiker, the paragraph on the right side, page 13, towards the Kaf. Eiker lo domini doni yom kora, eino kredes kem de matzareres b'netilosam. Kol noshim ke eino jish lehem shever v'osim tabas d'rufua, eino makvidim. V'inei dazram the tzar mikri makpedes, nokan aramobuklius. In other words, the question is, do you need, let's assume that that you can say Hayne Revisi even on something that's not natural. But does it have to be something that if you would take it away, it would dafka be a sakana? Or even if it's a big tsar? So he says, Kol anashim ke'elu she'ish lehem sheva v'osim tabas l'refua, inam atpidim, ne'das the tzar mikri makperes v'nokar ramah b'chlias yeshivim sakonim. Right, the Mordechai says the reason why it's revisi is sakonim. So maybe if it's not sakonim, mashma the b'inyan ache lo. Chazor du l'hakel v'non the basis of. So then he says, Omnam lav hachi in rai me ramah, the hasim mayir barov soros kluos, u'gabi soros avi rov avina makperes, b'ina davka sakonim. Maybe over there it's rov soros, so you need sakonim. Yev shal asim, the name of Hara Rusa. But in the case where but miut, like if you just have a bandage on your hand, Hishom Lafin Hishom Tsara Mikriena Matpedis. So then you don't need Sakana. Even if it's going to be Tsar, that's called Eina Matpedis because that's Bechlau Haina Revise. Rai calls it.
Is the
same
Ricky
Baker at the Mucus with the way on there? One second. Yeah. Now
let's do about
what about
Rati?
So what about Rati Al-Gavi Maka? So that probably is something that's not not a sakana. Not even a tsar, maybe. But sometimes you have a bandage, you have a thing. Like, if you have a broken thing, so if you're going to take the cast off, that's going to be tsar. But if I have a wound here, so it covers the wound so it shouldn't get infected and things like that, but there wouldn't be any tsar to take it off. So if the Rati is considered, if it would cause, right, if it were the tzar, then if it would start to take it off, that would be considered, so one svara lahakel is the idea that you're keeping it on, not taking it on and off for this block of time, that's okay. And another svara lahakel is haida revise, and that's if you, and then there's a machlokes, what do you need to have hainu revise? Do you need, you know, the Sidri Tara says maybe only sakana, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says if it's the miyat of the body, even tzar is good enough. So a person has a broken whatever, so but it keeps the, so that's going to be tzar to take it off.
Is Rabbi Kiva Eger based on the hainu revise, or like is he even like going there to the hainu revise, or is it some? Like, is he invoking that for his kula? Does he need the Gemara of Yivel Mizayinchas? Or he just has to.
Yeah, I don't know if you need it necessarily. Right? You might not need it.
So who bases the kula based on that Mordecha Ben Revisa? And extends it to, like, any matchup?
I mean, you could say, remember, he.
Doesn't.
Yeah, you could say. If you want to look at in the tziv on page 15 in the regular packet,
seems he agrees with the sheet. With the sheet of that.
Yeah, feeling how you know the issue. Oh, the Meshach Yipol. Yeah. And he quotes that whole discussion. And I mean the Panim Eros is the one really who uses. Yeah, the Panim Eros. So that, yeah. He said the other way. But Ricky Vager is the one, okay, well, do you want to say it's had a revise or not? Okay, so that's another. So that's another mahalach. That's another mahalach.
Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be holding like the sheet of that holds that different parts of the body are not mute anymore at all. They think the rod of the hair is not mute anymore. That's what he's suggesting.
Well, hair,
because,
maybe. And if you look, this. And there's a truth from the Divrei Chaim in the supplement on page 18. Where he says, Odos Isha Shariti al Makasa Kliyas Maas Fitzir Vero from Fim Yachtav Kemat Sakon Hula La Sira Madzman Vade Meroi La Hasira Ritiya. So he says, so he's Mekel. But if he says if it's a sakana or a cave gadol, then he's Mekel. So that's another. Yeah, that's like in body quotes that in his tshuva. Yeah. And then there's another svara that the Panim Eros says. on page 17. For the supplement. On the left side, he says, "Afal pi shashar nashim makpidus shalui kalus arsei mikomokum kemi di isha kazu shiyu lo kaze ina makpedus lo havi chatzitza." So he says that what? That just like if you're, you know, Mokre Ravav, so you're in a Makpid, so he holds that a Choyle is also considered a separate category. A Choyle is also considered a separate category. So that's called Eina Makpid. Ah, what about the Mishnah? So is he going to have to...
What's the Mishnah?
Tiyashav Gavi Makpid is called Tzitz. So I don't know, we'll have to just rely on one of the other svaras. There are a couple of more svaras about how to deal with the Mishnah. Right, so that's the Ksav Sofer and that's the Pachad Yitzchak. So if you want to say that that's part of that Mishnah, then basically you've sent that Mishnah afloat. You know, you made an Ukimta and and then in the, I don't know if you have packet 27 here, on page 16 in packet 27, you have the Sefer HaEshkol. Which is also a Chiddush. He says, "Retiya shalom makpach chotzetz l'apilu hi ma'acharo b'nei odom makpidim ve'in manichim retiya." On page 16, the Sefer Eshkol says, I guess it was talking about that most people wouldn't put on a retiya. I don't know, was he talking about in different times when they wouldn't put on a retiya? So we have also packet 28. So, Bekitzer, thank you. So these are other svaras. So some rabbanim are of the opinion that if you have a cast on and you're leaving it on for an extended time, or even, you know, then it would not be a problem. Well, that's Rav Abadi's told me he follows that shita. But Rav Abadi's shita is that you have to be able to wet the cast. In other words, if the cast can't get wet, and then you just have to put a towel face around the cast, then he feels that would not be good, because the towel you're going to take off as soon as you get out of the mikvah, right? But if the cask could get wet, so then you're going into the mikvah with and the cask could get wet, then that would be okay. Okay, so that's now there's a Mishnah, Rishon Mishnah Chrona. I can't find which pack it is. Rav Abadi said it over to me once. I don't know. I thought it was put in one of the packets that says that the case in the Mishnah was that you would put the medicine on the ratia. So if you put it in the mikveh, it would wash away the. Would wash away the medicine. Yeah, do we have that?
The story you just said, Moshe just pointed out, in the Derei Chaim, he says, Shasetia Ketit Mokom HaRetzir. Meaning that, Smash from the Derei Chaim also, you need to be able to get the Retzir.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Okay. I was looking for that Mishnah, Rishon Mishnah Chrona. Did we put it in a separate... Okay, let's see right now. If you want to just get me in the Mishnayos, the Mikvos, I'll read it to you from the Mishnayos Mikvos, and then when we find it in one of these Chatzitza packets, unless I never put it in the packet, which is also a possibility. So that would be another svara l'hakil. So basically, the svara l'hachmir is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says aser, so it's aser. Nothing to talk about. And the tshuva me'ava is machmir, and the semach tzedek is machmir, and the chachma zadim is machmir. And then you have the ksav sofer, even though he said the svara l'hakil, but he backs out. But then you have the pachad yitzchak is mekel. And Rabbi Kivager is Mekel, and you know, in cases of Tzar Gadol or Sakano, that's considered Eino Makbid. And then you have to say the Mishnah is talking about when it's not a Tzar Gadol. It's just you're keeping a Ratiya on. So, and usually the ones that are just there for sanitary reasons, so you could probably take them off and go to the mikveh anyway. And the ones that are Tzar Gadol, so that would be okay.
What is the issue? Sorry to back up. What's the issue of the shade and the braids? What's the connection between the shade and the braids?
The shades make braids. And you go, and then you can't start off with the shades, but they make braids. It rhymes. The shades make braids.
Go on.
Do I know why the shades make braids? No. Do I know why?
That happens. People are liars, right? It had
the shades make braids. You just leave it there. Okay. I think I might. Okay, have I talked them?
It's according to Rambam, it's not according to Kabbalah, it's according to Rambam, it's not
right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if a woman makes braids in her hair by herself, it's considered a massive of a shade.
Okay. Now, one last point for today, and then we'll continue. Okay, shkoyach. Okay, Rabbi Tatum got it. The Mishnah in Mikvos says it's the Mishnah in Mikvos says that the ninth parak of Mikvos. So the Mishnah Achrona says, the Mishnah Achrona, the Yadayim Yinicha, Ketovu Mayim Kapir Allah Shalot Tavur HaMashicha. He says, because when you put the Ritiyah has ointment on it. There was medicine. So you put it in the water, you don't want it. You don't want it to get wet. So then, no good. That's why it's called tzitz. Because shetovu b'mayim kapir ala shalotovu hamashicha. So the Meila, that's what Rabbi Badi says. That's why it's called tzitz. The Mishnah Chrono in the Peripetes of Mikvah says. But Aistos is if what? If the cast today if they can get wet and there's no ointment on them, then it wouldn't. So Ravadi is very into this Mishnah Chrona, that the whole reason that there was that is considered a chatzitza is because of the ointment that's on the ritia that's going to get washed off when you put it in the water. So that's a different that's just the answer. In other words, Ravadi holds, of course you're not makpid. He holds like the svara of the Pachad Yitzchak, of course you're not makpid. Because you want it there now. Ah, the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is talking about that they. So either you quote the Sefer Eshkol, that Bismarck Chazal, they didn't put ritiyas, I don't know. People didn't normally put ritiyas, I don't know what that means. Or you say this Mishnah Chorona, or if you're working with the Sakana root, or you say that the Mishnah is talking about when there was no Sakana to take it off, or it was talking about when it was not going to be a Tsar Gadol.
So therefore, when you go, you don't want the ritiyah on you
in the mikveh because there was ointment on the ritiyah that's going to get washed off in the mikveh.
Basically, you're not mapped to have it on in general, but you're only mapped to have it on.
That's when you don't want it.
Correct. The only hakpada is
useless.
Right. General hakpada is you don't want it around in general. Yeah. You want it around in general, just not.
Yeah.
Because once the ointment is washed off, the ritiyah is useless.
Yeah.
What did the hakpada
do? Well, you got the cabinet. Okay. Now, last thing here. There's the sefer I was very excited. I bought it a couple of years ago called Rabbeinu, on page 19. By Rav Eliyahu Shitris. Basically, it's a diary. In other words, this man learned with Rav Avadi Yosef the last years of his life, and he kept a diary of what we did every day, and you know what came up, what shilas came up. You know, he kept a diary. So I was like shocked when I read on page 20 in Tezayin Talmud Tafshin Samach Dalet. Shalosh Rabbeinu al Isha Shenimtzas Achshav B'Mikvah. So, you know, it's always, whenever you get a Shiloh from the Mikvah, it's always very, it's like, you know, they're waiting by the Mikvah. So this woman was calling from the Mikvah. Yeshla Geves Beregel, she had a cast. Geves is a cast on her foot. Rabbeinu Shalosh Arefo, a Geves. Okay, yes, okay. V'tzricha L'Sharim a Geves Od Chodesh. And she's going to have to keep the cast on for another month. Utsricha losim ala geves nylon. In other words, you can't just get the cast wet. You're going to have to put some nylon on the geves. So I was always taught by everybody that, of course, that's no good. Because the only svara you can be mako is something that you're going to keep on in b'chol litpol. And then he adds, v'yesh chashash im lo titpol heim yichshulu. In other words, if we don't let the couple, we tell the couple another month till she can go to the mikveh, then maybe they'll be nichshal and have relations even without going to the mikveh. Rabbeinu Omar shechol litpol.
But he has presented that, like, if you don't have a test
for him, they're
going to be over
in
the
Sukkot.
Right.
But you
don't know, like...
Right, so you could say, maybe saying in Echonami, it's Taka Chatzitza de Rabbana, but let them violate the Rabbana, and let them, you know, be the Rabbana, at least the rice will be okay. Right. You could say like that. In other words, he's saying, better violate the Rabbana than violate in the Sukkot. And in the Hanami, there's no. So I wanted to. Yeah, he references Taras Abayis, which is in the packet also. But the reference of Taras Abayis, I put it here as well, is a tshuva that Rav Avadya Yosef wrote here on page 2 and 3, Yud Beis Teves Tavshin Lamed, where he just matirs Stama Agemis. In other words, but it has nothing to do with discussing whether there's going to be something on top of the Gevis as well. So that Shuva, it was Yitzhara, because that's another case where he matters. But to me, the Gevis, well, that I already heard, you know, from Ravabani and others. So to me, the exciting part of this thing was he was even willing to be Mekel on it. Yeah, so I want to. I'll give you 2 more minutes to say a Svara. Do you have the, what is it, 29, the packet of with the ears? In Rayosha, maybe? It's in the next packet? Where does Chatzitza go up to? So I want to say the following. There is a tshuva on packet 27 of the Chalkas Yoav. And the Chalkas Yoav Shita is, you see, this whole concept whole concept of the Ravid, that if you're going to need dough, then it's a chatzitza, even though now you're not needing dough, he thinks it's only a din d'rabbanan. In other words, midaraisa, it's basher husham. In other words, if right now you're not mapid, then...
What am I looking for?
Imre Yosher. There's a packet about with Rav Moshe's tshuva about the ears, and I probably put in the Imre, yeah, that's probably it. What is that, 20? Marsha.
Yeah. 27?
1 second. So... And now there also is a tshuva from Ramea Arik in the Imre Yosher. Maybe what's the next one? 29. Where he says that there's a big question we're going to talk about if a woman needs a cotton in her ears. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole big chiddush about that. But the Ramea Arik says, no, you're allowed to put cotton in the ears. You're allowed to put cotton in the ears because right now she wants it there. Right now she wants it there, so you can put it there. But why isn't that a chatzitza? Because in the future she's not going to want it there. So I think he works also. That could only be maybe a din d'rabbanan, and it's a mamakom tsar or sakana if she's going to. But that's the basic yisod of the Chalkas Yoav, that even if you put something on that you want to be there now, even though as soon as she gets out of the mikveh, she's not going to want the plugs in her ear. So the Mayor Arik says that's okay because right now she wants it, and the fact that we say if she doesn't want it in the future, that's no good. Maybe it's only din d'rabbanan like the Chalkas Yoav. So I thought maybe. That's what Rav Avad Yosef is working with. They have a mokum, a big tzorech, so we could say that midaraisa, I mean, anyway, as Rabbi Proven points out, it's only a miyat, so it's only the drabanan, but it's a trade drabanan, because Lamaisa right now, she wants it there, and if you hold like the Chalkas Yoav, that you follow right now, so then that would be okay. But that, you know, obviously that kula is only if it's a real big tzorech. But Ravavadi never would be mako in a case, only in the case where the geves is on, and now you can get the geves wet, and that would be okay. Yeah.
I'll call this Yod on page 13 of page 27.
Which pack?
27, sorry. Page 13.
Pack of 22, yeah.
One of the case of the earplugs, Ravavadi would be against that. Ravavadi seems to just think that it's about getting wet. I don't care if the earplugs get wet.
Right. No, but Ravavadi's board is that it's something that's on the whole time.
Oh, also
the earplugs. Anyway, we saw back on Rav Moshe's sheet, which we didn't say over yet. Okay. But there's a tshuva from Rav Me'arik that allows the earplugs based on that you want it there now. And then maybe that'll take it down from a deraisa. I mean, anyway, it's not a deraisa, but the Mokum Choli, whatever, maybe that could. So Rav Ad Yosef, I think, is also working that since you want it there now, it's not a chatzitza.
He's not like the. His
Sfar of the Hakel is that you want it there now, meaning you have a ratia there that you're keeping on now, you want it there now, in the mikvah and out of the mikvah, you want it there. Mm-hmm. So it can't be something that you just want in the mikvah, and so the second you get out of the mikvah, you don't want. That's called makpid. He holds like the Pachat Yitzchak, the Ksav Sofer Sfar, that he rejected, but that if you want it there now. So, Bekitzer of Osai, there are poskim that are machmir, but there are big poskim that would make all of this. And it's kedai to find the kula, especially in a case where you can get it wet. If you can't get it wet, that's already, then the kula is only maybe, like Ari Tuchman said, in a case where there was a good chance that they would be nichshal if they wouldn't put it. But if you can get it wet, then there's what to. I mean, it's still svaras to be machmer also, but.
So the most cool sheet is the Rabbeinu.
Yeah, that's the most cool of the sheet.
He holds you can even put nylon over the cast, even if it's only during the time she's being over.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it could be like Rabbi Tuchman said, maybe he held in the Hanami, it's still a chatzitza, but. Better violated the Rabbanan and violated the Raisa, or maybe you could say that since the whole din is only a din the Rabbanan anyway, it was me, like Rabbi Tuchman said, and maybe that the Rabbanan, if Lamaisa right now, you're not Makpid, and the concept of the future is only a din the Rabbanan also, so that could be a trade the Rabbanan, something like that, but Malcolm, you know, some type of Sfarah like that. But you could say without the fancy lambdas, like Rabbi Tavon said, he just maybe thought a better letter violate in the Hanami. Maybe it's a violation of a Darabonan, but maybe a letter violate a Darabonan and violate a...
When we say that they go to the mission with these things, it means that they have to put these under the water, but they can't leave it out of the water.
Wow.
Let's say a cat, for example.
Of course, the cat's still going to be under the water.
Yeah,
if you leave it out of the water, then for sure no one says that's good. Yeah. Okay, so Rav Osai, so we said that we could have a shiur tomorrow, is that okay, just to figure out, you know, and then we'll take it each week by time of how to, you know, I think it's kedai, I mean, Rabbi Schwartz is concerned about his shiur, so you have to work that out. I think it should be able to work out. I mean, it's not too many weeks till Pesach anyway. And
what's he concerned? He's concerned about his shoe
printing? No, it's Seder time.
Okay.
Okay, well, I think you still have a good hour and a half in the Seder, but okay. That's, yeah. So, you know. And it's only a question of one day or 2 days of extra, so I don't think it's such a big deal. And then, you know, there's a term after Pesach, not directly after, but I think probably it's a good time when the fellows finish the regular college shiurim to start right away Hilchas Avelis. Because this way, the fellows who are in other shiurim in college who may want to do Hilchas Avelis, so their shiurim will stop, and we can start. So that's usually the beginning of May. By then, hopefully, we'll have finished Nida, and then we'll go straight into that, or we'll see if we need more time or something like that.